She's not in the data, everybody else anymore.
There's an interesting Shaila, which would have been nice to know this halacha in school, to tell my history teacher. History was never my cup of tea. I know a lot of people that told me that as well. History wasn't exactly the major, to know exactly which Henry killed how many, which wife and everything like that, how many wives it was. It's quite hard to keep up with all the criminal acts that went on in those days. It's hard enough to keep up with the criminal acts that go on these days, never mind in those days. So it was never my main subject. And, maths, Lemaisa, and it's something very interesting. When it comes to Shabbos, then we know that there's always, it's tricky what you're allowed to read on Shabbos, what you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. Obviously, with Shazaz Chak, Be'is HaTorach, you've got the Mogen Avraham that says that you can read, if you really enjoy reading, you can read anything, that's where it comes from. That you'll find people reading novels or anything like that, which Be'etzem, if you open the Shulchan Aruch, he says not to read these things, only if it's got Chochma, or different about Mitzvah, there are a lot of Kulas, don't get me wrong, we discussed this in the past. One thing this is an interesting Chiddush that I saw, the Aruch HaShavos wants to say a bit of a Chiddush, that when it comes to history, that is not treated as a Chochma. Alright? No offense to anyone who gives history lessons, but when it comes to mathematics, that's a chokhmah. When it comes to astronomy, that's mafurish in Shuvas Arash, but the whole Mekoyu, that it says you're allowed to read Divrei Mitzvah, you're allowed, and you're also allowed to read Divrei Chokhmah, comes from a Shuvas Arash. Someone asked the Rashba the following Shaila, can you take a telescope and study the stars Friday night? I had someone in Yeshiva, he bought a very expensive telescope, he used to take it up to the top of the Yeshiva, there was a flat roof. He used to watch the Gans, the show is long, he was very embarrassed, he had to make sure no one can see him. He found the spot, and he was very, very into it. He knew all the names. He took it to another level. And Friday, he told me, he had the shy that Friday night, he wants to study the stars on Friday night, because there's supposed to be some special star coming, and he was very looking forward for that. I told him, this is Mamash the shy of the Rajbal. Someone asked the Rajbal, this shy, can you study the stars on Shabbos? And he says that Divrei Chochmah is mutter to read and mutter to study on, that's including Divrei Chochmah. But what is not so posh is considered in Chochmah is history. And the place can bring a raya from Sefer Yosifun. Mishabura says Sefer Yosifun is a history lesson. Mishabura says the whole reason why it's mutter to read it is because it's got Yerushalayim. There's a specific Yerushalayim lessons that you learn from the history. You can always stretch it and say there's always something to learn from history. But a normal history book, it's not direct Yerushalayim involved, it's just the history, about Henry VIII and everything. So it's not really, there's not much Chochmah. This is just an interesting random idea. I've never actually thought about it, that history, again, I don't know if there's much history involved in the papers that you find. A lot of the histories that you do find will inspire us, if you're looking at the history of Yiddish history, that will certainly inspire us. But when it comes to random history, it's an interesting halacha, random halacha that I just noticed this week, that there's some place where I'm flagging out there's a bit of an issue. Again, it's not so relevant, because a lot of times that you find in the papers is history for Yiddish history, which is okay. By the way, history to do with the Holocaust is something which can't be read on Shabbat, we've discussed this many times, or anything like that which brings a person down. Oh, yeah. So anything like that which brings a person's spirit down, to know that, just to read the person, anyone going through that period of Tkufa has got a whole sorrowful, heart-wrenching story to say, and that's something that shouldn't be read on Shabbos. It's a very important aloha. I remember back in wherever it was, in different places where you have an inspiring speaker, and he can say just a chilling story. Chilling stories are very nice are okay during the week, but a chilling story on Shabbos is lechoria osa. I would have thought lechoria is a big problem. The Mogavron, lechoria shouldn't help you, because and a person enjoys it. The Mogavron's pashas is talking about when you enjoy, it's very hard to say a person enjoys it. There's some thrill in hearing a chilling story, but it's very hard to call it enjoyment as such, and therefore pashas, the Loshna Shulchan Aruch, the Mogavron, is talking about Dvarim Hamis Angim, very hard to say a chilling story. It's just important to know that if there is a chilling story to say, Shabbos is not the time to do it. Next, Shaila is...
Shoftim's history. It's just ideas.
So I guess if it's Torah itself, that's going to be okay. So if you see, it doesn't seem to be part of Torah. Yeah, yeah, that, yes. So if it's Torah itself, that's obviously going to be okay. But regarding the other things, then you'd have to come onto some sort of Yerushalayim sort of thing to be matir. Next challenge is, we had a baby Friday night, 2 weeks ago, Friday night. And the major thing that differentiates having a baby during the Shabbos and during the week is that it's moridly calm, and straight after the baby's born, usually there's photos and calling and in the wards, no one can hear, there's no reception, everyone's running to the wall, car, they're not sure if you had a boy or a girl, you're shouting, you know, I'll send you a text, it's a bahola, yeah? And my son Shabbos, an hour into Shabbos, he had a baby, there's nothing doing, it's garnish, it's quiet, there's nothing. And like an hour and a half in, the midwife says, no photos, what's the story? What's the story, no photos? So I said, whatever, you know, there's no... You know, Shabbos, we don't do anything, so I'll take a photo for you and I'll send it to your email. That's a very good team there. So very interesting. So that she offered us to take a photo and to send to the email. Not only the halacha is that you can't let her do it, but if she does do it, you can't open up the picture. Or you open up, you have to delete it. This is a phenomenal difference. There's a very, very good reason why this stands out to any other halacha. Usually the halacha is if a goy comes and boils your kettle up, it takes 3 minutes to boil. The halacha is that after Shabbos, let's say just before Shabbos, he boils it up for you. You have to wait 3 minutes after Shabbos in order to benefit from the kettle, because the logic goes, Kadesh Yasu, you can't benefit from what a goy does to you. So if you wait 3 minutes, then you can say, I didn't really benefit from the goy because I could have done it straight after Matzah Shabbos. That is the logic why it's okay. But regarding a picture, if a goy takes a picture and sends it to you, even if you wait a few seconds after Shabbos, that you could have taken a photo, but you can't recreate the scene. Matzah Shabbos, you know, so someone they make bar mitzvah, and the waiter is already knows the, you know, they take a nice photo of the bar mitzvah with his great grandfather and the Rosh Shiva, and they send the photo, send it to the person who's making the bar mitzvah, and you got a beautiful picture of the bar mitzvah boy with his great grandfather with the Rosh Shiva. It's an amazing thing. So the halacha is there, you won't even be able to wait like a few minutes after Shabbos and benefit from it, because there's no logic of that I could do it on Matzah Shabbos. You can't recreate that scene that took place on Shabbos. Now, if you can recreate it, let's say it was just a photo of the food, there's Kanai Nahara, many kiddushes here, and receptions that go on in town, Kanai Nahara, so you could claim that maybe you can recreate it, there's nothing personal about it, there's nothing major about it, but Bar Mitzvah, Matzah Shabbos, the place smells of herring, and everything's, all the floors is thingy, you're not going to have that sparkle of Friday night or Shabbos day when everyone's looking their best, it doesn't work. So a photo like that cannot ever be a benefit. You can't ever benefit from such a photo. This is a chiddush that Rav Eliashiv mentions and is brought down in all the Sfarim HaMefursamim. Chos Shabbos brings it down. It's a very interesting nekuda
l'alocha. Because the goy did it for you, or because...
Yeah, the goy did it for you. You're right. If the goy...
24 hours.
Yeah. That's the camera's a whole different saga. Can you now steal? Can we now look through the CCTV at all the people that came to the simcha and start looking through the whole thing? The Olim Taina, there's actually this video that went around when you get to Reb Gershon Edelstein blowing shofar at the age of 101. I don't know if you've only seen it, it's a Mordinger video. That they have in Ponovich Yeshiva, they have CCTV, like in basically most places nowadays. And they snapshot the video of him making the bracha in Shachiyona and blowing. He was 101 years old. I think it was 101. I think so, 100. And he made the Shachiyona and he blew. Boom! They were trying to show that he mamish at that age of 100, not a sound out of order. And the olim, the rabbonim that had something to say on the video, they felt echoed. That hagam efsha minadin, efsha it's okay. There's no issa. But to have a zazach, to go around as a piritza, it feels wrong. So that's already a feeling zach. Here's much worse. You have a goy doing a malacha for Yisrael, that's obviously much a whole different level. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, is day, what's tonight? What's the date tonight? So the date tonight is day Yud Gimel. Now, for the Hasidim, some people they're right over there, Ein Oymrim Tachmon, right? So till now we have Ein Oymrim Tachmon, even today we have Ein Oymrim Tachmon. Why today? Why didn't we say Tachmon today? It's nothing to do with Shavuos already, because it's within 6 days after Shavuos, and the halacha is if you didn't bring the carbon Shavuos, you got up to 6 days after Shavuos to bring it. So therefore we say, if we would be in Eretz Yisrael and we didn't bring a korban, so you can be mashlemit all 6 days afterwards, so it's like a yom tov, therefore we don't say tachron. So therefore we have a stake in and tachron. Some Hasidic places, they actually knock it into the wall, so it's not like one of these things that come on, because but a baisa, the in and tachron today, the shayla is what's with tomorrow. The shayla tshuva brings, right, that no, 6 days after Shavuos and Eretz Yisrael finishes today, 6 days after Shavuos and Chutz La'aretz finishes tomorrow, which would say that tomorrow by Shacharis won't be tired of a chazan who wants to say the Kenev Gavisaini, yeah, or Racham, right? So, Zot the Shai Tshuva, the 6 days in Chutz La'aretz should really end tomorrow, so we should be able to get a p'tur from Tachman tomorrow Shacharis and tomorrow by Mincha. That is what the Shitta of the Shai Tshuva is, Shai Tshuva in Kuf Lamed Aleph, that Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach, he says an interesting svara, that not necessarily would you apply that rule, because the whole reason why you give 6 days after Shavuos is because if you didn't bring a korban, then you got 6 days. No, where do you bring korbanos? We bring in Manchester, bring korbanos. Where in Manchester City? Where are you going to bring korbanos? Right, in Yerushalayim. And if in Yerushalayim, you won't have this cheshbon of 2 days. Interesting svara. Lemaisa is that Shai Tshuva does bring this shita that you got an extra day. He does tell you just follow the shliach tzivul. The shayla is what should the shliach tzivul do? So again, I would have thought that in some places it's Suffolk nefashas lekula, because if you end up saying rachum v'chanun, right, yeah, you start saying tachnun, and you're not supposed to. It's a shayla of sakon nefashas. But by etzem, we know that tachnun is a shayla. The Torah brings down many shittas that hold that tachnun is a rishus. So there's zecher mokum lehokul when it comes to a yom yud gimel. Don't forget yom yud gimel when Eretz Yisrael is finished the 6 days after Shavuos. Betzim, you're back in the track.
Why do they keep the 6 days if there's no kabbalah?
Oh, no, so that one makabal because of Mol. We had 6 days, so now it's also filled in. Our shayla is, do we extend the 6 days to say, because the Oretz, then we got another day. That's a shayla which Shem Zam says, Meichadis Yishav Da Heta. So really, it should be that it should finish today. But the Maisa, again, the shayla Shuba does bring that tomorrow, it can extend to tomorrow. So you have Makomis that will make it, especially when it comes to something which is Be'etzim Be'ikra Rishus. The Torah brings down in some Kuf Lamadav that Tachman is Be'etzim Rishus. Obviously, we do it because the Inyonim is a very, very Royce. The Gemara's got stories about it, but at least when it comes to such a heavy shayla, when you got Shai Tshuva being Mekel, there is a Mokum Nahokla. I want to share with you a very, very interesting Chiddush. I don't know what to make of it, because I thought the first time I saw this Eish Lavron was going back quite some years ago, and I still can't get myself to do it, and I need to share with you, I need to hear feedback. Machshavas, I'm not sure how to deal with this. Very gone to Santa Shaila. We have now a situation where people davening Maariv in the daytime, broad daylight. Now it's already later, but it's still be'etzem day shtickle. There's places that have not even thinking about mincha nowhere near now. And as the good old Mank said, that in winter all the tefillahs are said by night. Yeah, shachas by night, mincha Maariv by night. And in the summer all the tefillahs are by day. Yeah, mincha Maariv by day, everything by day, and in the winter everything by night. That's what gates us. Yeah, so that's how we are. The shaila is, when it comes to Maariv now, let's say we have a Maariv now at 10 o'clock, and you say Krishma, let's say you speak Krishma now, are you mechavan to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of Krishma, to be yotzi your ultimate mitzvah deraisa? You try not to be so mechon Rabbi Natan. Shabrut tells you already, don't be mechavan the shame mitzvah now. Better to do it properly later on to be mekayim the mitzvah kidura, because that's it's deraisa, mdaf machmasa. So we know that. Especially if you've done much earlier, zecher, we're aware of that. Very interesting shaila. What happens, Oyhev Amo Yisrael, that we say at the end, Baruch Hashem, Oyhev Amo Yisrael, right? We say at the end of Ava Rabo, Ava Soilam, by night, everyone says Ava Soilam, and we say, there's a whole Shaila, do we answer Amen after the Shliach Tzivah? So the Shliach Tzivah says, Baruch Hashem, Oyhev Amo Yisrael, and then we try to answer, we try to say it with the Shliach Tzivah to avoid the Shaila of Amen. Shulchan Aruch state. Really, you should be able to answer Amen. The Ramah says, Yesh Lahachmi, so therefore try and avoid it and say together the end of the Bracha of Avos Olam, say it together with the Shliach Tzivul, so that the halacha is when you finish together with Shliach Tzivul any Bracha, you don't answer Amen because it's nirik, that it looks like you're saying Amen Achat. Says the Ramah, do that shtick. A lot of us try and do it. We say Bracha Tashem, Eim Amin Yisrael, and therefore we know that we don't answer Amen, we go straight into Shema. Again, why? Why is there hakpa? Why did the Ramah tell you that you shouldn't answer Amen? Because there's a shayla of hefsek. Doch, mikayim a mitzvah shema. The bracha that you say before is going on the shema. that's already a shaila, which the Bialoch already picks up on, that it's not necessarily going on Shema. It's got different timing, got different time zones. In the morning, the Sofsman Krishma is after 3 hours, and for Brichas Krishma is up to 4 hours. So you see, that's a Bialoch's kasha. Either way, Shulchanoch such name of Furish, that the Amen, you should try not to answer Amen between the end of Avas Olam and Shema, because the Brocha is going on Shema. So, Zod Eish Lavro, Muridigach Einfach. If you're in a situation where you're not saying Krishma, you're not the kind of the mitzvah the rice of Krishma, could go in by Laila now, let him daven imar in a couple of minutes, where we're not mechavan to be mekayim our mitzvah the rice of mamish, so they shlavrom of them, the chayish on amen. You're losing out on amen. And also, if a person, let's say what a person wakes up at 10 to 9, he sees a shot, 5 minutes to soft on Krishma, he says Shema, and then he goes to daven shakras, at half past 9, minin, chviz, whatever, and he's saying Birchas Krishma, at half past 9, calls to 10. And it comes to the end of Ava Rabba, or Ava Soilam, whatever you say, and Ahboich Ba Mitzvah Ba Ava, Zot Eish Lavrom, of them, there's no tzad in the world that Yoshma, that Yotze, after the Kesem Mishnah, can you do the Kesem Mishnah, how you can go further? Sure. The Maizu, we don't take on that you can meet to Krishma after Sasman Krishma. What are you saying? Mezok the few psukim, you're saying a few psukim of Shema. Zot Eish Lavrom, in a file where you're not Mekai in the Mitzvah Shema, it should be an Indian to answer me. This is a Murdig Chiddish. Firstly, it's a Chiddish. I've seen it brought down at Allah Chayinim. But it's very hard to even actually do it. Lemaisa, it's very interesting to Zach that in a case where a person is saying Shema, and he's not being Yotze as Krishma, then there could be an Indian to answer Amen after that. Beichabam Mitzvah Bahavah. Shkai.
The Mishnah is not.